So thank you very much for joining the DebConf committee, BOF. We have people here from the current DebConf from Taiwan. We have people here from the next DebConf, from DebConf 19 in Curitiba, Brazil. We have people here that have organized events before, so kind of knowledge in the room from previous DebConfs, and we have people here which are prospects and running bids for the DebConf 20, where we currently have, depending on how we count, between 4 to 6 bids running, which is very nice, and we hope that one of them matures into a great DebConf in 2022. I'll hand over to Jonathan because he prepared slides. He's the most organized of all of us. So he's doing an introduction of us as well as part of the slide deck.
Yeah, I thought I'd do some introduction because we don't speak often at DebConf, which is a problem. So I thought I'd do a quick introduction because DebConf has so much history.
Keep going.
And yeah, lots of things have changed over the years. So I thought let's get an introduction of what DebConf structure looks like at the moment. So we have the big all-inclusive DebConf team, which is inclusive of the local team and... Hello, testing. Is that good? Okay. And then we have a DebConf committee, which is made out of 5 people, which I'll get to in a second. So we don't have any more DebConf chairs like we had in the past. That caused a bunch of problems in politics, and we went with a simpler structure. And DebConf is now also fully integrated into Debian. So in the past, DebConf used to be basically a separate organization to Debian with its own governance and own structures. And we've also done away with the concept of a local team versus a global team. We just have a DebConf team, and the DebConf local team that handles most of the local issues is part of that. So who's the DebConf committee? That's me, and Daniel. Lucas Nussbaum couldn't be here, neither could Didier, and this is Stefano Rivera. So we're a very, very white male group. We want to be more diverse. We'll look at trying to change that in the future, getting more different kind of people on the DebConf committee. It's a problem that we completely acknowledged, but we've had so many problems to deal with, especially early on in the formation of the DebConf committee, that we couldn't immediately focus on that. But long term, we do hope to fix that. So there's a delegation set up beginning of last year. Basically, there's 3 points that the DebConf committee is responsible for: making final decisions about who will organize DebConf as defined in the bid process, take long-term responsibility for DebConf, both during preparations for a particular year's conference with the team they selected, and in ensuring in the longer term that conferences continue to be successful and positive for Debian, and advise the DPL on decisions that are not delegated, such as the final DebConf budget approval. If you go to the actual delegation, you can see some more details on what each of those points mean, but I'm not going to go through that in this session. And yeah, then we can go ahead and BOF. So the GOBI survey is at gobi.debian.org, and the note is called DCC_BOF.
Bog.
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 Okay.
Bog.
Use your imagination.
No, don't create bog, please. All right, so we created a bit of a structure there to get us all talking. I think the most important thing currently is that we collect some feedback from the DebConf 18 team to get us started, like how you perceive the interaction with the global team, how you perceive the interaction with the committee, what you liked about it, what are things that we should improve upon. Now we need a mic for those people. Or you just go there.
Should be more mics if someone wants to engage them.
I'd like to ask people to keep the feedback positive. We have a feedback alias for the negative feedback that we can read later.
Yeah, I think we should keep it, you know, reasonable, but I'm not against any type of critique, so.
And I'm gonna pass the microphone around.
Exactly, you know. The thing is, let's be honest with each other, but stay polite. So.
And also try and keep the session moving.
Danny wants to have the phone too. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, I found that the budgeting part is sometimes I'm not doing something creative, so I need declarative, so I need some help from the someone who did the budgeting before. So I almost give up budgeting stuffs with the negotiation with Denby. I'm sorry about this.
No worries, but I think you got help from Poyo in setting it up, and Hector has taken over a part of the stuff when you were out and done it here. Do you feel you are able to help close the books and finalize the stuff in Ledger? Will that work, or?
I was trying to finalizing the budgeting yesterday evening. So. I was somehow find some discrepancies between the budget, between our cash we have.
Okay.
So I'm still working on it.
Okay.
And budgeting side another difficulty on our budgeting side is that we have four agencies that we can resort to. So
sure. That's a specific here in perhaps for the people on the stream or who don't know this, that is specific here in Taiwan. We have funds from various government agencies which are all
earmarked.
Yeah, which are partially bound to having specific types of expenditure, and we need to provide specific types of documents to access all of those expenditures. So it makes budgeting way, way, way more complex than
is
if you had just
the first
like one
time in DevCon before?
Yes.
Okay.
Other governments are not as generous as yours.
I see. Thanks to Taiwan.
Absolutely. Thanks to me, Taiwan.
Okay, my question is simple, just about the number of people, participants, estimation, and the things is, because we need some more accurate estimation for the fundraising, especially for the government, because they always need some numbers. And also, yeah, so that means I like to request that if you have any register info, in the system, it's better to provide earlier. So that makes us easier.
So I think the suggestions we had for numbers turned out pretty much accurate. We were saying 250 to 300, and that's what happened.
More like 400, yes, but. So the question of how do we count the people that walked in on open day and did not register, so.
I think the stuff with
access to wafer data is a problem because there's basically you and OLSD that have
the statistics page is visible to everybody.
Yeah, but that's brand new. So that wasn't existing, which is what the folks here are saying when they were trying to figure out numbers.
You don't have registration data at the point that you're trying to figure out numbers. You're going to figure out numbers based on previous DebConfs.
And this is what they did, yes.
Yeah.
All right, other feedback. Let's keep it moving.
I think the problem we have is that I did not announce the day like correctly for the visa process, and the problem is that some people need bursary to come here, so when they bursary got approved, they need the visa support, especially for ECO, but the ECO deadline is already passed, so they cannot come here, because the deadline seems to be, I think I didn't do it very well about the deadline that you need to do, send me all the information before the day, so that I can send the information to government to help to get an ECO. So that sometimes causes a problem, yeah. For some people, they cannot come to Taiwan because of this.
Nicola, you want to comment?
Yeah, this one works. I think one of the things that could be improved for next year is having the global team be more involved earlier in the budget process. Because the budget process was basically languishing for months, and then at the point of the approval process, there were some questions, and there was kind of a panic about the questions that were asked during the acceptance process of the budget, and this delayed for one more month. So I hope we can do better next year around this topic. And then having the budget earlier means having less issues with the rest of the process.
But that also means we would be able to award the bursaries earlier, because as soon as you have the budget frame, you can do the bursary process.
We, we should try and get the budget 6 months earlier next year.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Have you heard Curitiba?
Make sure you don't pack all the people into each dorm room when there's empty rooms right across. Fill them up evenly, otherwise people will have to have bad experiences with fresh air, etc. So even if it costs more air conditioning cards to have people in their own individual rooms, if they look across and see there's plenty of empty rooms, they're all packed up in the four. Okay, thank you.
So before we move on too much, I just want to say to Chanju, don't be too hard on yourself about the visas, because a month before DebConf, we really started telling people, don't wait for the E-code, go to your embassy and apply for your visa. And some people just didn't want to listen. And I think that's really their fault and not yours.
The other one is that we probably, for every task, we need at least two members to involve, because when I'm in hospital, someone need to take my job and they don't know nothing about it, so I still need to send message, oh, you need to do that, you need to.
This is a lesson for future DebConf bids as well. You really need a large local team so you can survive people. Real life happens to people.
But he looked very healthy, so you know, it was completely unexpected.
Okay, we got some catering issue during this period. And thanks Daniel and Professor Huang and catering vendor, and we are working together to solve this issue. So the lesson learned is we need to figure out the procedure and the process in the campus of how to provide the special food within the campus. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there are many concerns on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's definitely something, and I think the Curitiba team already knows this, and it's good for all the other bids. We have complicated food situation because we have people with vegetarian, vegan food, so that's pretty normal in some areas of the world, but difficult in others. And then we have, because of the amount of people that attend, all types of allergies. There's only like one or two people, but because they die if they eat peanuts or so, you need to make sure that either the food does not contain this for sure, or that it is specifically labeled. And this is obviously always a lot of work. Dalip.
Yeah, early in the fall and winter, I think I saw a dynamic where the local team was just forming still and hadn't really been convening formal meetings yet. And the global team really didn't have anything it really needed to do yet. And sometimes the dynamic in those meetings was a local team looking to global team for facilitation or moderation help, but global team was busy with their own lives and the time differences were so great. We had to meet at inconvenient hours, many of us. So I saw this dynamic where people on local team were being told, hurry up, you could do this between meetings, you know, hurry up. This is too long a meeting for us, I was kind of part of local team in a way from a distance. I think we were looking for more leadership help from org team than org team had available to give us.
There's actually a construct in the delegation, which is we as a DebConf committee should be nominating a mentor for each team. And I'm working on this for Curitiba. In their section, I will ask them whether they want to recommend anybody or they can do this to me afterwards. I've asked people already. So I hope we're able to fulfill this. The problem is always finding the person. Because the thing in Debian is, you know, you can get ranks and titles as many as you want, but you need to have the time. So we often have a disconnect between the people which are available and would be willing to do it, and the people that we would need to fulfill the job. So that's true for this position.
So I would suggest for Curitiba that you think about how you would like to facilitate your meetings, because if you just wait for the global team to facilitate your meetings, you might find they don't have the time for that topic. And
I think there also,
to think about.
There also isn't enough time in those meetings to get into all the details on every topic. So topics have to be broken out and discussed outside the meetings. The meetings have everybody in the room, so it's useful for everybody to get an overview of what's going on and how things are. But we don't all have time to... The meeting's an hour long. You can only cover so much stuff in an hour.
There's still a stage issue here that when a local team is new, they can't always delegate everything. They still need this time to have these formal meetings to talk together. I think that was that early stage that I'm referring
right.
to. Yeah.
All right. One more call behind you from Holger. You're not actually local team, so keep it short, please.
From as an outside observer from these meetings last year, I found the meetings too often. And I think this might have contributed to your view that the global team was busy with their life. So I think having meeting that was too often, and a general comment, or I think it's normal that people want to learn new things and make new mistakes. And what that frustrated me over the years, I've done DEPCON for very many years, and I've seen many mistakes, but it's normal that these mistakes repeat, because we change the team and the location every year. And so it's a very challenging setting. And what just the idea I caught that maybe it would be good for everyone to have no job with just a single person responsible, always try to have two people involved in any job, because then you can also discuss with them.
That's completely a no-brainer, but the factual issue is that sometimes, no, we more often have the situation that we can't find a single person for a job than find two for a job. So, all right, so, Chidani, last call.
Oh. Make sure next year's day trip people know that 90% of the participant won't sign up until the last minute.
We did warn you about this.
No, we didn't.
I did many times.
No, you didn't. You warned too late. It's too late.
I was just contributing to the sarcasm.
I just want to reply to Holger first before.
Yes, please.
So regarding the problems that we see every year that... That's the same mistakes that always happen. One of the things I'd like to do is create a Git repository for all the feedback so that we can anonymize all the feedback that we get and keep logs of all the things that go wrong of the feedback we get every DevConf, and then really, really lay that well to every new local team that comes along so that we really can try to get the same problems that we see every year eliminated. So that's maybe a long-term thing that will get better as it goes along, but definitely something I'm planning to work on.
I'd be happy to help get this done for this cycle.
Yeah,
because it's like great. Very needed.
Can we have some kind of document where the local team now can write what was planning that goes wrong and what happened? What they are planning that it didn't was not possible to execute. For example, someone told us that the idea was lunch in many restaurants here, but it was not possible. Something like that. So we can read and know what we have to what happened here, right? It's good to know what happened here. Because I believe all of us need to have this explanation. If someone else asks, why this kind of thing didn't happen, we can answer what happened in that situation. I think it's good to publicize something like that.
All right, just because they have your micro already, there's one thing, as I said earlier, I'll just repeat it because it's in the Gobi at that point in time. Formally, we should appoint a mentor, a person that would be your contact to the DevConf committee, to the global organization. I'm looking for somebody who has experience over multiple DevConfs, so she or he knows how to navigate the structure and kind of makes things easier for you. And because of the language issue, it would be preferential if that person was speaking Portuguese and English. So if you have any recommendations, send them to me. I'm working on this. The usual suspects you can assume I already asked. So it needs to be somebody that I probably don't know and have not met here during DevConf 18, right? Otherwise, I'm happy to receive the same nominations again, but I already asked them.
The other question, I think it's important that the next local team can have access on a wafer. For example, it's important we give access to someone from the next local team that this person has access to front desk staffs, because even they can't use they can't change the things there, but they can look and know what has happened. I tried to have this kind of access before, but I couldn't, and I think it's important to, with some kind of precautions that someone can a local team can access everything if it's possible.
What would be really helpful is if one of you could get onto the local desk team, because on the front desk team, because I assume you're going to want to have one of you at the front desk during the DebConf. But I don't think any of you were working with front desk this year.
We had a little bit of practice.
Yes.
So Natty said for the stream, we had a little bit of practice, but not a huge amount.
Personally, I think we are ready to deal with front desk, because you had three mini DebConfs in Brazil and you had a lot of software free events. So what I see here, it's not so different that we have there.
Sure, but it's just how this front desk works and who what the people are working well with them, that, you know.
What is
team.
Different is the system, right? That I didn't know the system, the wafer
and
myself.
And the team.
In the team.
There's something we failed to do this year, now that you mentioned this, that every year in the past we have tried for local team members, for future year team members to join the local team members in all of the tasks of organization. And by the time we decide on the next DebConf location, we should really try to integrate them as core organizers for Brazil, because it really helps transferring knowledge.
But you said that you think that you failed about that?
We as the global team failed to really pull you in. I mean, you were present at several meetings and that, but in the end, as you said, you didn't engage in many of the processes because you were not part of the many teams. So during this conference, you should have been running as much as they did, right?
For example, one information that you'd like to have is what kind of special foods the attendees asked on the systems. We only saw this information when it was on the website. And we are trying to talk with our restaurant in Brazil, and they asked, oh, what kind of special food you need? I don't know very well. I'd like to see what was asked here, to have idea, to ask in.
We can give you the same breakdown we gave the caterers here.
It will be similar, because it's like the people that have these special food issues are frequent DebConf attendees, so yeah. The list will be very similar for you as it is for us this year. Yeah.
Basically, we can give you access to everything, except we don't want to give you raw access to the machines if we can help it, because there's bursaries data there that we'd like to keep limited to as few people as possible. But you need the data you need, and we'll make sure you get it.
Okay. One thing I have to confess is that as the DebConf 18 team, takes too much work by ourselves. So I believe that the next DevConf, the local team should do partly by the local team themselves and the next DevConf 20 team and together. So the next DevConf 20 team can know what should they do pass their knowledge to the next DevConf.
Yeah. So we don't know who the 20 team is yet, but when they appear, it would be great if people from them would work in the finance team, fundraising, ideally catering, front desk, video would be great, network would be lovely. All of these things can use people from a future teams working in them.
Right, but the problem is when we have a resource constraint.
Oh yeah,
it's
ideal. It's not probably achievable.
I think it's important for everyone to know that event organizing is one of the most stressful jobs on the planet because people are more complicated to coordinate than airplanes, so air traffic control is less stressful. So it's not just that the information doesn't get written down from previous years, it's that whole human beings have dropped out over the stress and illnesses. I think this team has done very well, but two people were very, very hurt by the time the first day started. So taking care of each other, be nice to each other, take care, I think is really crucial. And some of that carryover in future years might improve if we're not losing important Debian people because of the stress of DebiCon.
Right. It is not necessary that every year we find a burnout or something like this. Absolutely.
Also,
yes.
If at any time you feel overwhelmed or stressed or that there's not enough hours in a day, that latter one might happen already, but if at any time it gets a bit too intense, raise your hand somewhere, like message the DebConf committee or the DebConf team list or shout an RSC. Just make it clear that you need help, and people will rally to try to find you that help, even if they can't help you directly.
Yes, to add to that, we can't help you if you don't tell us that you need help. So in order to get our support, please inform us.
Helen?
Yeah, I just would like to add, maybe this was already commented actually. It would be nice to have a page somewhere on wiki page, like from the based on Teams front desk, video, network, fundraising things with some checklists, like you need to check the previews. For the food, for the constraints, and for the video, you need to check the infrastructure. If the university allows you, check the law, check with the director, check with if you have some certain kinds of equipment. So I guess we have some kind of page, but it's not really that organized.
Yeah, those checklists don't exist yet, and they would be great to have.
We're starting then within the first one that we're starting off is a shopping list, because shopping was a mess this DebCon. On the DebCon, on the Debian Wiki, because we're moving everything from the DebCon Wiki over to the Debian Wiki so that we can deprecate that old wiki that's still running on DebCon infrastructure, we'll have lots of lists and checklists and things that, you know, at least before the conference you can see. What do we look like? And if there's something missing, at least you can add it again for the next DevConf and improve over time, which is
thing. Just not just for equipment, right? Like verify these and remember.
What I have requested is that if the stuff is moved over, we basically make this into a DevConf manual. So there's like one document that says like per, you know, type of work, per area of concern. This is the stuff.
For 15 years
well, no, the problem the problem is very simple. Just migrating shit over doesn't work. So this is why I requested that it gets sorted, and we have somebody that wants to try and sort it. So you know.
I think you're trying to turn two problems into one problem.
Yes, and make it somebody else's.
Yes.
That's the trick.
That's not a good approach.
And also maybe a suggestion on the number of people for each role, or how many roles do you suggest? Because, for instance, I would like in the future to organize maybe a mini DebConf in Italy, and I don't know anything about the current organization. So, also, how many people do you suggest for making the different things?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I want to add just a bit there. A mini DebConf, well, it is similar to DebConf in some aspects, but fortunately, it's way much simpler. Of course, you can do a mini DebConf of 10 people, or you can do a mini DebConf of 100 people. But the issues faced are completely different than a full scale.
Before starting.
Okay. Holger, then Zidani. And then I would like to move over to further questions from the DevConf 19 team before we go too much into...
If you've never done a mini DevConf or a similar event, I suggest to really cut it down, not do too much food, let people organize their food, don't organize accommodation, just concentrate on a venue and maybe talks, and really keep it simple.
Yes, and Holger organized a very good DevConf in Hamburg, so in case you mini plan to do this, Hamburg. Grab him and, you know, squeeze him, and you will get information out or something else.
There's many people who do mini DevConf.
Ooh, yeah. All right, Gidani?
So currently each day trip leader has to pay for the day trip out of their own money, and then they get the money back later, so that seems kind of weird. And then another problem I have is we can edit the times of events on the wiki, but then the corresponding part on the website, we can't edit the times on that schedule. So we have to takes a couple days to get it
fixed. Okay, let me answer the first of this. The special situation in Taiwan is that the DevConf wasn't paid for by the people that went on it. So this is a very special situation because all other DevConfs, people pay their own day trips. But here we have government funding, which we can only use for this, so we use it for this, and this is why, you know, people had to put out the money and get either the money directly back or via compensation from OCF or from SPI. So it's a special situation.
It didn't have to be done by that. It could have been that your money was fronted by DevConf.
Yes,
this is just the way it worked out.
We also allowed advances, so that was fine.
The second thing
was on Wafer and the incapability to really do like the ad hoc talks in this currently.
Was that question about ad hoc talks?
No, it's just like the day trip time, I wanted to change it, and then the open day time, I wanted to change it. And I don't want to edit the whole thing, because I could easily accidentally erase everything. I don't want to do that. I just want to be able to sync my wiki edits with the times on that website. So,
I don't recall the situation. Sorry, I don't have the details.
Usually I have to ask Gunnar to fix it for me, and I would rather be able to do it instantly myself next time. I mean, if there wasn't
that. That's maybe slightly outside the scope of DevConf committee. Okay. Maybe I suggest you send an email about that to feedback at DevConf.
Okay, and then my next problem is those air conditioners. You really got to give people two cards because otherwise the first one's going to run out in the middle of the night.
This was a specific thing to DevConf 18.
But you got to remember. And then the food labels, a big failure. Nobody woke up on time to even put the food labels mostly. So.
All right, thanks. All right, DevConf 19, do you have any questions which we should either answer here if we can or take away and get you answers in writing?
Yes, the first question we put on the list is about shipping equipment. So we talk about that with some people.
Where is it?
And we would like to check how it was done in our other DevConfs. Actually, we talked with someone of the possibility to have some company as UPS or some shipping company as a sponsor, but instead of they giving us money, they could ship things for us, but I'd like to know how it was done in others.
So the shipping was done by me, so I guess I can answer that. What we do is we do temporary import paperwork to get the stuff inside the country and outside the country, which is called an ATA carnet. And Brazil entered the ATA carnet system for the Olympics 2 years ago. So it should be possible to do this again next year. For the actual logistics,
So we don't have to pay import duties when we bring it in, and import duties when we take it out.
Yes. The problem with going through shipping companies is that most of the like companies that you would use as an individual would not be able to do the temporary import paperwork. So you pay VAT when you enter a country, and you pay VAT when you enter the next country. So you pay twice the VAT on stuff that you own already. We've looked into doing this through professional channels.
And we settled for have OLSD still do it, so there's a reason.
And it was way more expensive than just having extra luggage on someone. So
If we went to double the amount of equipment to ship, we might consider external companies again.
Sending somebody along with OLSD.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right, yeah. So long question short, yes, logistics is a problem, but we think we know quite well how it works, have it under control. So if you have any issues, bug this person. If he's not available, we have no backup because welcome this deck.
So do you need any information from us, local team, to do some kind of research or something like that?
I'm going to get in touch with the people who do the temporary import paperwork in France to make sure whether they know how Brazil works. And then I come to you to confirm.
And then we will need a ship address to ship to and somewhere. Sorry, we're not shipping.
Yep. Yeah,
for exactly. Sponsors who are shipping things, we will need an address to ship to and somewhere that it can be stored between being shipped and the start of DebConf.
Right, and experience tells us that shipping things to Brazil can take 2 or 3 months to clear through customs. So that means you will have to have this really early. So like what we did here is like ship to the venue and make it arrive 1 week before the conference. It's very convenient for us, but will possibly not work in Brazil. So for you, you please need some space where you can store things and address, and we need to announce this to our sponsors 3 months, 4 months before they actually need the stuff on site because of the peculiarities of dealing with Brazilian customers.
Let's please not.
All right.
The second question there was money. Are we going to that now? Getting money in the country?
Yeah, well, I think getting money into Brazil is really, really easy. Getting money out of Brazil is really hard. Was it the other way around? All right, okay. Yeah, we need to, like, one of the things which we need to be doing with you now is, like, what legal structure do we use for the DebConf 19? So, for example, here in Taiwan, we promoted OCF Taiwan, which is an existing organization that does support for free software, into a Debian trusted organization. There's a process around this, which basically runs through the Debian structure and gets finally approved by our DPL. And then this organization is allowed to hold money or other assets in trust for Debian. Maybe we need to do something similar in Brazil, or maybe we don't need to do this and keep the finance flow mostly outside of Brazil. You know, those are the things we need to be discussing when you have, you know, your estimation of how many attendees and how you want to provide food and stuff like this. Because basically the only cost you have locally is the venue, the food, and incidentals for, you know, front desk and stuff like this. So those are the things which you need to pay locally. If you find sponsors that cover it and pay locally, the rest can be kept inside SPI Inc., which is the legal entity in the US that keeps most of the Debian assets. If you have the issue like we had here in Taiwan, that the local sponsors were not providing sufficient funds, then we start to get money flows, and then we need to see how these actually can work out.
As far as I can tell, people from SPI who were involved when DebConf was last in Brazil are still around and still have some like idea of how things work, and they seem keen to get involved as well and make sure that everything works, so it should be okay.
I saw on the presentation about the local team versus global team. If you had some kind of stress on the next 2 months, we always can solve this stress with a soccer game, right? So we can do a local team versus global team on a soccer game in Brazil.
All right. I'll be the goalie. I'm not used for anything else.
Sure. We would like to have in Brazil some kind of legacy from Debian community. We wouldn't like that the Debian community go to Brazil and go out and no kind of legacy you can have there, even outside Debian. So we are thinking how Debian community can do something in Brazil, in Curitiba, especially that we can say, that people helped us here, even outside Debian community there. I don't know what, but if someone have idea we will receive all kind of suggestions about that. Someone gave me a simple example. We can make a discussion with someone outside in the university or outside to talk in English, for example. We have in the community people that speak English very well, so we can make some conversations in English about everything, something like that. It's a simple example, but if you have something, please send to us.
I think one of the ideas is, like, every year we have a different position on invited speakers. So this year there were very little invited speakers. The question is, like, would you want to use the opportunity that you bring the full DepConf to Curitiba
yes.
to motivate stellar speakers from elsewhere in the world to join us, and that this way also, you know, create interest beyond the Debian people, which migrate there anyways because you do a DepConf, into the wider open source community and free software community which exists in Brazil. So that would be an idea.
We really would like that if, for example, video team leave a legacy there, how to work with video, audio, everything. It will be very nice for us, not only for local team, but really the people in Curitiba that like this kind of stuff.
Maybe during DepCamp we could offer a 1 day how to do video with the type of hardware and software our team is using, workshop,
sure.
and invite everybody who wants to do local meetups and tape them on video to play around with the stuff and learn how to use it. So. Tumbleweed is known to lock hardware from the US and bring it along for people, so, you know.
We've done talks about this at DepConf before. We can do it again.
Yeah, sure.
So what I like about your DepConf team especially is, well, every year we have the problem that the DepConf local team especially, wants to have this big fancy open day where they're going to invite 500 people from the public. And then what actually happens is we end up with around 50 Debian people hearing an intro of what free software means. And that's just kind of frustrating and boring for everyone. So I'm glad that you decided to rather do away with an open day and just have a track that will be interesting for locals. And I think that's a great that's already a great puzzle piece of establishing your legacy. Because people in general don't care about big, fancy, flashy things. They care about the basics being real good. Do they have a nice bed to sleep in? Do they have food to eat? Once all of that is taken care of, all the basics, then DepConf will be great. There's no doubt about it. And I think keeping it simple is a really good idea. And what I've really liked about your team so far in the meeting we had the other night is how you do tend to keep things really simple and good. And I think that's going to build up to being your legacy in Brazil. And I hope that if you pull it off, future DepConfs will follow that example as well.
Sure.
So after this, there's virtually nearly nothing we can add anymore, right? So I'd like to, any more questions?
No, okay.
I'd like to thank you for attending the BOF. We are available, depconfcommittee@lists.debian.org. If you need to write something to us in private, otherwise use the team channel. We do read that as well. Use the RSC team channel to chat to us. And we'd be happy to participate in, you know, any local meetings as long as they're in English, because otherwise we probably are no use. Natty is waving her arm. You want something?
I was saying, are we going to open the floor to questions from bidders for 20?
Time has unfortunately run out. So at least I'm still here today. I think Tumbleweed, you're here.
I'm here tomorrow.
High Voltage, you're here till tomorrow as well. So, you know, grab us, please, if you have any questions. And please get us a great DepConf 22. We're looking forward to the wiki pages of the bits. Thank you.
Andy, thank you very much for the local team this year. We could learn a lot with you. Thank you very much for your hard work and great work.
Thank you.
Applause, please.